Welcome to Feats and Fables. We appreciate your company as we delve into our 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join the conversation on social media at Feats and Fables. Follow us to adventure.
Previously on Feats and Fables, our heroes spent a night patrolling the City of the Dead. Aside from some teenagers, all they found were some necromantic marks around a mausoleum, but no body. Spirits is finally open, and the first guest was the Open Lord of Waterdeep. The Blackstaff repaid Khafra a favor and asked Laurel Silverhand to come by the grand opening. Rainier, Neverember, and Volo, and a bunch of other friends and neighbors came by to make the opening a rousing success. However, other friends have asked our heroes to do a few more errands. The City of the Dead looms in front of you. The acolytes have already let you in. It is a quiet night. The ground fog that you noticed here last night is somewhat higher up. It floats to your knees almost and is more pervasive throughout the City of the Dead. The sounds of the city seem somewhat muffled tonight, perhaps by the fog. It is colder than it was the other night, and dew condenses on all your clothes, on the metal buckles in your gear, in your hair. It is cold and wet, very clammy.
My friends, now that we have once again put our caps on as the Sunken Dragon's Salvagers.
Wait, what?
The Sunken Dragon Salvagers?
You gotta stop calling us that, man.
I think it's the first time he's called us that, actually.
That Mart, in his great estimation of my abilities, has asked me to do a small task. And I thought I would run up by you, not because I necessarily need your help, but because I need your help. Mart has, in his great esteem for my abilities, called in the first of, I'm sure, many favors that he believes that I owe him. There's a man named Metram Merig. He is currently a harper, and you can take what you will from that. He is suggesting that that organization ally itself with some doppelgangers, and Mert wants me to sort of vet the situation and maybe talk to doppelgangers and see what the deal is. I don't know any doppelgangers, and I don't know Metram, so I didn't know if maybe you guys had run across either of those in your travels. I assume I could ask around and find Metram, but I'd rather go past him if possible, since I'm supposed to be vetting him.
So it's interesting, because Mother Dethra, one of the higher-ups in my temple, did mention to me that she had some concerns around a doppelganger cult that was operating out of the Yawning Portal.
Cult? That doesn't sound like good people.
That is the name for a group of doppelgangers.
It's like a flock or a murder of crows. Yes. Totally not scary at all.
Well, doppelgangers can be rather scary.
All right, well, the Yawning Portal, I guess I'll just go asking people if they're doppelgangers.
Well, about that.
You're a doppelganger?
No, okay. I'm not. I'm an Asimar. They're different.
That's just what a doppelganger would say.
I don't think doppelgangers can do that thing where you breathe on a rock.
But I do think there are at least, I look at Khafra, like I do think there are at least a few at least one doppelganger at the Yawning Portal.
Yes.
That we're aware of.
There's at least one, and there might be more. There's an associate of the Black Staffs by the name of Balloon War Dragon. Perhaps you remember him, Manny.
Didn't I punch him?
Likely, yes. You were unhappy that he was not passing the cocktails that you were throwing down at the troll.
Oh, that's right. I remember that guy.
Right. Well, apparently he's been acting strangely recently, as if he is either possessed or replaced by a doppelganger, or his brain's been carved out by an intellect devourer, or he's been dominated, or there's a cursed magic item controlling him, or any of those things.
Or who's a doppelganger?
Here's appointments brief.
I literally said that.
Okay, good. Just
checking. In the list, that was one of the things that was said.
And I'm out of inspiration points, so you people have to spend them.
I wasn't even talking about that, though.
But I was. And she is part of our continued good relations that caused...
I see.
The Open Lord to come to our establishment has asked me to look into it. I have arranged for a meeting tomorrow that he will be at, and I would like very much so, Malagar, if you were feeling up to old tricks, that we could go and investigate perhaps his room in the event that there's a cursed item or something else that is controlling him.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I actually need to take a shipment of beer over to the Bowling Portal tomorrow. But wait a minute.
Great! You can go there and talk to Durnan and Bonnie about your beer, and they'll be watching you while we go check out the room.
I could run the distraction for you. But that wasn't what you were talking about. Then what were you talking about, Corbin?
We were talking about how someone who works at the Yawning Portal is likely to be a doppelganger.
And we think that it might be this...
War Dragon?
No, he just resides there.
But he's been acting...
He might be a doppelganger as well. I'm not sure.
It's odd that he's acting strangely given all the doppelganger shenanigans that seem to be happening over there.
Well, if he's our best lead, perhaps we should go confront him, Corbin. Maybe if we throw him down the Yawning Portal, like he threw those
that
cocktails.
That seems like a little much.
We could tie a rope around his foot.
Why don't we check out his room first and see what we see? And then
Because if you guys could get, you guys would get evidence.
Right.
I would appreciate, if you could get back to me with anything nefarious and doppelganger related.
What?
I don't know. Do I?
Yes, he is. He mentioned that the Harpers are interested in
considering aligning
with the doppelgangers.
Yes,
if they're
we will share that with you in addition to purveying it to the Black Staff should we learn things that are related to Balloon's shenanigans.
Oh, you're investigating him. He might not be a doppelganger.
Correct. Hmm. But if he is, then I will pass that information along to you because we are such great chums.
Yes. Well, we are all proud members of the Sunken Dragon Salvagers.
Nope.
Together.
The who?
As we're walking about on this clammy evening, I wanted to share something else interesting I've heard on the streets. Not doppelganger related, I think.
How nice for it not to be doppelganger related.
I just wanted to break the pattern.
I'm all ears, yes.
But apparently the Xanathar's Guild has been burgled and they're rather upset about it. Hopefully this doesn't have anything to do with doppelgangers, because it'd actually be kind of terrible if this is all just one giant plot.
I wonder if the doppelgangers ever get so confused they steal from other doppelgangers thinking they're not doppelgangers.
It's doppelgangers all the way down. I mean, how can we tell if we're not all doppelgangers right now?
In that case, we need to leave the city.
Would we know?
What, you said that the Xanathar got...
Burgled,
but then...
So the thieves were stolen from. And so they're upset about this.
Sucks to be them, then.
But wouldn't the Zentarum probably be behind that? I mean, they are at odds.
I guess so. Just something to keep an eye out for.
Don't we have that Xanathar keystone?
We do, but we also know a Zent that we could talk to. Didn't you want to talk to Yagra at some point?
I mean, we always could. She's a regular at the Yawning Portal.
Right.
Perhaps she knows something about the going-ons.
Sure. She's also a member of the Flying Snake Club.
The what?
The Zentarum. I'm trying to use words other than Xanathar and Zentarum in the hope that it will penetrate Manny's skull.
She's the one without the eyeballs. I got it.
I think we all have problems with this, though.
Wait, she does not have eyeballs.
She does not have eyeballs. She does not.
So
except
she has
for
two.
The two eyeballs right. That she definitely has.
The ones God gave her.
But she doesn't have any of the eyeball tattoos like that twat that we beat up on our first night in the Yawning Portal.
Oh, you've seen her in that way, then?
I'm impressed.
What? I have no more inspiration.
I was just mentioning that portal key because if the Xanathars got burgled and they happen to find an adventuring group with their portal key, they might not ask questions first. But
well,
I assume it is safe.
I'm sure there's somewhere around. I mean, I could leave the portal key in one of the vaults of the Watchful Order, or we could... There's somewhere around here that
we should probably just hold on to it. If it's going to come bite us, I'd rather have it if it comes bite us than not.
rather than have it somewhere safe behind walls.
Man, you're a true paladin. Always want to face things heads on.
Yes, of course.
I was thinking we'd ditch into this graveyard somewhere.
I mean, that's kind of what I was alluding to.
Speaking of doppelgangers, should we have some sort of, I don't know, protocol for doppelgangerness?
Oh, you mean like a safe word?
I mean, couldn't they look like any one of us at any given time?
Well, yes. I mean, yeah. One could be looking at us, looking like us right now, mm-hmm. and then we'd come up with the word, and then they'd share it with all their other doppelganger friends.
Well, I mean, I don't think doppelgangers had dark vision, so that'd be an easy way to tell.
Yes.
Right.
For most of
that
us.
That takes care of me. What about the rest of you?
We could introduce some kind of multicolor envelope system where... Where we write down some words in an envelope and then distribute them among our party, and then when you open the envelope, you have to say the word, but you don't know what the word is, so you can't have your mind read.
This sounds... Is this part of a legacy game?
No, but it is something that, it's a story I read about a group of adventurers who were fighting some sort of red death or something. They're very concerned with doppelgangers all the time.
I have no more inspiration to give. I'm literally out of tokens. Like, I gave Ben a button because I can give you, like, a pin or a die.
I think that doppelgangers probably not be able to withstand our back and forth anyway, so they would just give up, turn back to gray forms, and run away at this point.
Yes.
Listen, you could just play, is there camel's milk in your cup?
Oh, and if they don't know all the special original lyrics that
that's
I made
true.
Up with.
Or if they don't immediately flee.
Wait. Why does the passphrase have to torture me as well?
Side benefit.
Yeah. You'd be surprised,
pretty much.
Manny.
Concur.
When you're five sheets to the wind, you actually kind of like it. You can never remember anything once you get to that point.
That's probably true, but still.
You were singing last time. You were singing last time with...
I'm excited.
I'm just going to say Zasper's name. You were singing last time Zasper sang it, though you were very drunk.
I must have been.
So is anything interesting happening in the City of the Dead tonight?
So you, like, it's a really boring night. Like, you hear a noise and you get super excited and you think it's something, you get there and it's like, there's a huge cat fight going on. Like, literally there's three domestic cats having a territorial dispute. It just sounds like banshees.
I place some bets.
All right. I put a silver on the black and white.
Ooh, I'll bet that.
Silver, the white, and gray.
Put all my money on the black cat.
We are just the
worst
patrol
guards.
That
one's mounting. Who wins in that situation?
Eventually,
we all do.
A truce is called and all three run away. There's nothing interesting going on in City of the Dead. Like, it's really delightfully boring. Because there's nothing better that the Temple of Kelimbor likes than boring graveyards.
Yeah, I'm a little frustrated. I'm becoming a little frustrated, though, because obviously we found some evidence of something going on, so the fact that there's nothing tonight is frustrating.
But you do notice out in Waterdeep itself, let me see how far to the...
A necrotic titan striding the city.
Roar! Well, I mean, we're on a watch here tonight, so...
Yeah, can't get in the city.
Can't leave.
I wish we could, you know.
Sort of to the north, west of you, in some of the areas where the really nice noble houses are, there's apparently a fire. And it's a big enough fire that you can see kind of a reflection off the clouds, and you hear a distant kerfluffle.
Well, that's not good. Their fire is very illegal in the city.
Yes. Fortunately, you know where Zasper is, so he's got a good alibi.
Mm-hmm. I was with him the entire... Let's all practice. I was with him the entire night, officer.
Right.
I've never seen him before.
Wait, no, that's not right.
Who's that man now? I think he started the fire.
He kept saying, I really wanted to burn down that villa.
I mean, he did.
I think Murd lives there, and I just wanted to burn it down.
Isn't that direction towards
the end? That would
be
Murter.
Isn't that direction towards the end?
I hope not.
No, it's south of the inn. It's south of the inn.
If he did it with phoenixes, it would be murder most foul.
Yes, but there's... Fire in Waterdeep is a big deal. Like, yes. All kinds of fire stuff is absolutely illegal for that very reason. It's probably over in the noble area, like in the Seaward, but south of where the inn is. And so it's a little bit closer to the Field of Triumph, which is like the big open-air stadium. But it's a big deal. Like, you can kind of catch the top of the God Catcher, which is one of the big walking statues, and you can see like a orangey-red reflection on it.
That's not good.
No. Well, hopefully the fire watch will get it under control.
Yes.
There's definitely kind of excitement. The fire goes on for at least 3 or 4 hours. Usually they're put out faster than that. But it goes on for 3 or 4 hours, but nothing happens in the City of the Dead.
Huh.
The sun starts to rise in the east.
This is the easiest 10 gold I think I've ever made.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite quiet.
20 gold so far.
Yes.
Tomorrow night, can we nap for part of the time since nothing's going to happen?
No.
Just the worst night guards ever.
Well, we've successfully solved all the horrible necromancy problems we've come across.
We're scared
of
a bunch of kids.
No, we literally haven't.
Primarily we've identified this huge infrastructure issue that's driving the entire problem.
We've scared a bunch of kids.
Yes.
And I think we smudged some arcane ruins.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And shoot some cats away.
Did we?
We didn't interact with the cats because that would have nullified our bets.
Yes, indeed.
We take something seriously.
So, plenty of time for us to go get some food, change clothes if you want to, get a coach to carry your drinks.
Well, we're going to have to go back to the inn to get the
coach. Right. That would be the getting of the... There's plenty of time. We have our distraction set for nine bells.
Nine bells, then. Well, we won't be getting much sleep tonight, then.
We'll get sleep after we do this.
Great. Well, I'm up. Let's go.
Right.
All right. So it's a nice walk back to Spirits, Troll Skull Alley. The mist has moved out into the city. It's kind of a gray morning. There's not really even a sunrise. It just kind of becomes light and gray on that side. The smell of smoke hangs heavy over the north side of Waterdeep. And when you see criers with the Waterdeep Wazoo, they have stories about a fire in the Noble's Corner.
Kaffer will flip one of the Wazoo carriers a couple nibs to get a couple copies.
All right. Yeah, as it turns out, there was a big expose in the Waterdeep Wazoo yesterday about demon worship among several of the nobles in Waterdeep. Which caused a slew of flurry of allegations, cross-allegations, lawsuits, civil proceedings, slanders, lies, libel, and apparently arson.
Interesting.
Good news, that killed all the cultists. Bad news, wouldn't do anything against all the demons they've already summoned.
That's true. That struck me as a very precision arsoning that probably only affected the bad people.
Yes. And in fact, this morning, one of the stories below the fold is how the Castellanter noble family has put out a call for peace to solve this all in the courts of law, and they're collecting donations to help house and feed and pay for medical costs for the people who were hurt.
So they're the ones.
Oh, no, the Castellanters are great people. Look at this. Look at all the things they're doing.
It is, at this point in time, probably every bit of 6 o'clock. It is quiet. It is dark. Colonel Thrall is up, drinking coffee, smoking a cigarette, and sitting at one of the tables, swinging her feet where they don't touch the ground. Kind of got her left hand resting on her forehead while she writes, and a very intense look of concentration on her face while she's writing her notebook.
Colonel?
She gives you a jaunty salute.
Do you have the new menus prepared for the...
I do, with the High Lord's tea on them.
Excellent.
I was very pleased. Gave them a tip because they got them here quickly. We'll be having those menus today.
Excellent.
Has anyone seen Lyft recently?
What do you have Lyft doing, Colonel?
Well, as he is the night manager, he is to wake me if there's anything he can't handle. Not awoken last night.
I used divine sense.
Right, there's an undead within 60 feet of me.
Lift still here.
Okay, I didn't know if maybe, you know, he was all happy.
The machine is so well oiled.
Coffee mugs, like a whole fleet gaggle of coffee mugs start floating out of the kitchen. They're all filled with coffee, except for one is a teacup. It's still filled with coffee.
Thank you, Liv.
Thank you, Liv.
I appreciate it.
It is.
You're welcome to stay. I just didn't know if he had been, you know, the successful opening.
Do we need to talk to our neighbor about getting more of that tea for the High Lord? Because wasn't it her personal supply that she...
Yes, we will need to have a discussion.
I imagine the High Lord was just being polite. I doubt that was...
No.
The High Lord ordered a specific brand of tea, which we will need to make sure we are stocked on.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yes.
You're right, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was part of that gift back box we got from our neighbor.
It is tea that Fala made for you, but they brought you plenty to stock the inn with. I don't know that they brought you enough to stock the inn with that kind of advertising behind it.
Right, which is why we'll have a discussion with her, or Thrall will have a discussion with them.
Yeah.
Handle that. So.
I think, and the menu, of course, identifies where the tea came from as well.
It does.
Excellent.
Locally sourced.
Organic.
Organically grown. Small footprint.
Gluten-free.
Small batch.
Only children pick it.
And happens.
Only halfling children.
Halfling children. Wow. Ugh. Talking about small footprint.
Wow.
So for the day, Kafra and Maligar and Manny are going to go to the Yawning Portal.
Correct.
Yes. I'm also going to head to the Yawning Portal.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go just because I don't want to be left behind.
Very well. Enough.
I do not have
we
any.
Tried.
I do not have any business there.
If you stand around looking idle, the colonel will put you to work.
I mean, if you're just going to stand there, at least pick up a keg and help me load it onto the wagon.
I will pick up one side of a keg.
Great. I go and pick up another keg and just carry it past you.
Hey, Maligar, you give me a hand?
I suppose.
I'm trying to be helpful.
Grab the other end of the keg.
Thank you.
Kegs.
I pick up a keg.
I mean, I'm using good technique because I've had to tap a few tasks in my time. Where sometimes people aren't super enthusiastic about the barding and are just like, just get behind the bar and give people drinks.
You lift the, from the legs.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's easy enough to load up Smilin' Sam's wagon. He's always there bright and early in the morning. He drops Lorexus off and he's like, where are we going?
The Yawning Portal.
You mean you got your own inn right here, full of beer, and you're going to drink somebody else's?
No, we're going to deliver. I mean, we might. We're going to drink, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to drink. I don't know about the rest of it.
And I can't let him drink alone as much as I.
Hey, yes. I'm just the transport. Lorexa said you guys, the wagon starts moving in some Smiling Sam's typical breakneck fashion through Waterdavian traffic.
Careful, those casks are going to need to make it there in a single piece.
That's all right. I had two wheels on the ground. So Lorexa says the first day was good. A lot of celebrities come by.
Yes, we started with the High Lord of Waterdeep having tea, and we went from there.
It all went downhill from there.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, don't phrase it like that,
Manny. Jeez, Manny. Jeez. Ow. Oh,
for a while there, my plan of having no one below the level of a duke was actually in full
effect. Yes, it was.
For a few golden minutes.
Yes.
And
we saw that there are a couple people that wandered in drunk off of your carriage, so we appreciated that.
I was unclear where they wanted to go, so I thought I'd bring them here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it worked perfectly.
Yeah, they seemed to have a good time. My sister, she did all right?
No, she did great.
Yeah,
great.
She is an excellent manager.
Yeah, we're very happy.
Good, mm-hmm. good. You know, family, real important.
Yes.
No, she's doing an excellent job.
Good, good. So he takes you to the Yawning Portal. And the Yawning Portal, it does have a breakfast crowd, which you do not currently really have. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, sullen.
I mean, if we're going to be comparing ourselves, we might as well compare to the best in the town, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Ooh. Well, you wanted to go talk to Durnan and Bonnie, and we wanted to go on and explore.
I'm going to talk to Bonnie, actually.
We'll pull up to the back door, the delivery entrance, and I'll kind of start the whole process with Durnan and Bonnie about getting the crates unloaded.
Sure. So there's a couple of half-orc porters there, and they go get Durnan. Oh, good to see you. Is there more of that rock shade?
There's more, just like you ordered.
Excellent. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on. Come on, ladies.
Wait. I've already gotten in trouble about this once. Let's get the paperwork out of the way first.
Oh, my God. The damn guilds. All right. Take a smoke break, he says to the orc porters. And come on in. Let's go have a screwdriver and talk about paperwork.
All right, then.
That's also
somewhere
part of the contract.
Quiet. All right, then. I hope then the front of your house, then.
Oh, yeah. I got a private office. Come on.
All right.
So he takes you, like, the bar. If you go in that way, the bar's to the left. He takes you to the right, which is clear where his private quarters are. And he does have a little conference room.
Great. And, like, as we're walking away from behind his head, Manny kind of looks back at Zasper and is just, like, giant winky face, thumbs up. Go get him, tiger.
I think that was meant for us, but I'm
not really sure.
I'm not.
I will turn to Malagar and Kafra and pass along the winky face, the double thumbs up, and the shit-eating grin.
Right.
Like, there might even be finger guns on the other end of this.
Meanwhile, the bar patrons are like, what's even going on here?
Way too early for this.
I'll start high-fiving indiscriminately.
Okay, we'll use the cover of that.
Kafra and Corbin are going to stride out into the morning traffic of the Yawning Portal looking for Bonnie.
I hope you make it across the bar.
It's hard to be sure.
Like, it's six lanes through the Yawning Portal. There's no doubt.
We're playing Frogger with our lives here.
You are. It's Bonnie is working hard because an adventuring party has just climbed out of the Yawning Portal itself. A couple of them are pretty well bloodied up, and so she's trying to field that and make sure drinks, and somebody's trying to get her attention to ask her questions, and she is not currently behind the bar, so she sort of has her hands full.
Okay, well, we're gonna wait for a moment.
Okay, well, I mean, it takes 5 minutes, probably.
Sure.
And she goes back behind the bar, blows out a breath of air, kind of makes her bangs go flip up, and kind of looks around for what she's going to do next with the air of a woman who has it all under control. There's just a lot going on.
Great. That is when we will swoop on in.
Oh, Kafra, how can I help you?
Oh, it's so good to see you again, Bonnie.
Good to see you too, my friend.
And my good friend, Corbin.
Rough opening night?
No, it went quite well.
I heard it looked like it was going well.
Indeed. There was, our good friend Maloon came by and said some rather wonderful things, and we were talking, and I'm supposed to come and see him this morning, but I don't know what rune he's in.
Oh, make me I'm totally supposed to be here, Bonnie. It's okay, check.
Thankfully, I'm quite good at this. I will have a 19.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you know, he has been spending a lot of time in his room. If you'll go up to the second floor, it's room 4. That'll be on the right.
Great. Thank you so much, Bob.
You're very well.
Have a wonderful day.
Hey, will you take this up to him? She goes behind the bar, comes up, and she comes with like a... Like, it's like a raw egg and some clear stuff, and it looks gross. Like, all mixed together.
Of course! What is this?
A couple of 10 days ago, he started on this health drink kick, and now he wants, like, raw egg and seawater, and it's gross.
Great.
Yeah, boiled seawater, so at least it's sterile.
Mm-hmm. Great. That is the way you got it. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll take this right up.
Yes, don't look at it while you do.
Has 9 bells rung?
You tell me.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Great.
It was just after 9 bells.
Great.
We timed this shit.
Okay. I'm just here to ask questions.
All right. So Kafra will meaningfully look across the bar over to Malagar, and then they will start heading out.
So as Kafra kind of walks away, Corbin will kind of lead into the bar a little bit and say, Bonnie, we need to have a private discussion when you have a couple of minutes.
Am I in trouble?
I don't think so, but we need to have a discussion.
Okay. She leans back.
It doesn't have to be now. I'll be here for a little bit, but...
No, now I'm curious. She leans back and kind of catches the attention of a tough-looking woman with a bunch of scars who seems to be her second-in-command, and gives her a hand gesture, and then the woman kind of gives her a thumbs up. She's like, let's step out to the loading dock.
Very well.
I think Durnan and Manny are still back there talking, brewing or something, because once you start Durnan down that path, it's
right.
a whole adventure.
Of course.
So she steps out to the loading dock, and it's got kind of like a smoker's bench out there, but there's nobody out there at it. The porters have decided that it's going to be a while and have gone out to the city somewhere. So what's going on?
So I got an interesting request from the head of the Order of the Church of Kelimvor, and I wanted to discuss it with you. They mentioned that they were somewhat concerned that a cult of doppelgangers were operating inside of the city.
Oh.
And I personally, I understand why doppelgangers can be dangerous if they are evil.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to perhaps have a discussion with you about what the situation is that you're aware of. I don't want to blow up your whole situation, obviously. But I do need to understand that if there's a danger to this city, which I don't think you represent, I just wanted to have a discussion.
I'm not evil. I mean, I'm evil.
I'm not implying that you are. But, like, are you aware of any other groups of doppelgangers operating inside of the city? And I'm not implying that you all know each other or anything like that. But I was asked to look into it, and she mentioned specifically that she thought they were operating out of the Yawning Portal. So I thought,
wow.
Perhaps that...
Your information is good. Where does it come from?
God.
I would assume clerical magic, scrying of, or some sort. Divination magic, perhaps?
I guess... So, Durnan actually hired me as sort of an anti-doppelganger defense mechanism.
Ah.
I mean, that was a while back, and he and I had been good friends for a long time. Rather more than good friends.
No need to say more. No need to say more.
So I'm strongly invested in making sure the Yawning Portal is a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
Not every doppelganger in town is possessed of a similar mindset. I mean, you're not a human.
I'm not.
You get what it's like when they look at you.
I do.
And they just think you're weird, and they hate you. I mean, you're kind of somewhat... frightening.
I understand totally.
And it doesn't take a whole lot of that before you're just kind of willing to play the part. I mean,
no,
they're going to look at you like that no matter what you do, so you might as well do whatever you want.
I have met many demi-humans, to use the term, who felt because they were mistreated by society they could be the villains and...
Well, it just doesn't matter if you're the villain or not.
Matter.
You're going to be treated that way anyway.
You are anyway, yes.
So,
which is why I thought I would handle it in this way, right? Like, there's no reason to lead a grand crusade or anything like that.
I mean, that's precisely what Doppelganger society is afraid of.
Of course.
So
if there was a group in the city, I would be that was organized in some way, I'd be interested with meeting with them.
There's nothing quite organized, but. But make me some kind of skill check.
Sure. Make you a persuasion test. I have a 20.
Yikes. All right. But I could put the word out that you're interested in a meeting in neutral terms.
Of course. And don't get me wrong, Bonnie. I do understand the plight of those who are not human.
Yeah.
I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah, I mean, there's people in this bar that would absolutely murder me if they knew what I was.
Right, exactly.
Durnan is not among them.
No, of course not. That's why I thought I would handle it in this way.
Yeah. Where and when should I put the word out that you want to meet?
The 15th.
Under cover of darkness then, huh? There'll be no moon.
During the day?
If you like.
Yeah. I don't think it
no
needs to be...
No moon during the day.
Right. I mean, sure, no moon during the day, just the day star. I mean, somewhere public during the day. I don't want to frighten anyone. I don't want to be... I don't want to blow up anyone's situation, you understand? I just need to understand that this is not a danger to the city so I can report back to my organization that there's not a danger.
I will tell you for a fact...
The fact that they've gotten word of this, they will need me to... I will need to be able to say that with a surety, you understand?
So I can tell you for a fact that not every one of us feels the same way. There are some that are probably a danger to the city.
Yep. Okay. Well, since my information was roughly... Specifically operating on the Yawning Portal, if I have your word that there are no Doppelgangers operating on the Yawning Portal, minus present company.
I am, to my knowledge, the only Doppelganger in the Yawning Portal.
Excellent. Well, I would like to have
because
this conversation...
I make it my business to make sure there are no others.
Of course. I would like to have this conversation, and certainly I would just like to verify that there's no specific danger to the city of the general populace, and then I will leave it be.
I mean, some of them might be a danger to the general populace.
Those who aren't a danger, I would like to see the people who aren't a danger to get a feel for it. This is the thing. With doppelgangers, I won't be seeing their real face anyway. I'm not going to be able to track them down, right? But I just need to have a conversation with them.
Can you promise me, as a paladin of Kelimor, upon whatever it is you find most holy, that this is not a trap?
I promise you, on everything I hold dear, that this is not a trap.
I'll convey that promise. How about meeting at the market? There's a cute little place that sells Maztecan delights on the north side of the market. Elian's is what it's called.
Excellent.
And if you can meet there for churros at noon, let's say.
Very well. That will not be a problem.
And I'll tell them what you look like, and they'll identify themselves.
Of course.
Wow, Temple of Kelimor?
I'll find out where they got their information.
I guess.
I appreciate it, Bonnie. I really do.
Zasper wants to find this Metrum fellow so he can talk to him.
Okay.
I imagine he shouldn't be too hard to find if I kind of work my way through low-level harpers that I know.
All right, so you were not in the Yawning Portal doing this?
No, I am. Okay. I mean, that's just what I tend to do. That's where I'm starting at. There's got to be someone in here.
As you're walking around, Bonnie actually hears you. She says, huh, Metrum Martrig. Yeah, he runs with some people that I know. He usually hangs out. There's a bar under the Great Drunkard statue that's called the Great Drunkard Bar. He usually has to sit right there.
All right. Thank you for the information, Bonnie.
Yeah, I'm helpful. She kind of has a weird tone in her voice when she says, yeah, I'm helpful.
I'll give her a good tip.
I blew up her whole day. I really did.
You really did.
Going around.
You're a valuable member of society, Bonnie.
Thank you, Zasper.
You're welcome.
Now she's like, does Zasper know? Is he just fucking with me? What's going on?
Yes. I'll put a verse about you in the next Camel's Cup I see.
Please don't. Please don't. I'm a traditionalist. I like the traditional verses you came up with.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'll reframe them.
I like it's popular enough that there are traditional versions now.
Yes.
We just gotta keep working on it. Speaking of keeping to work at it, we head up to the second floor.
Now the exciting stuff starts.
What on earth is in that glass there?
It's something that I'm supposed to leave for Maloon to under cover of us going into his room to do these things.
I'm sure it'll only get better over time.
Malagar peers at it.
Like, give me a skill check at that thing.
What, like nature? Like,
sure, I'd buy that.
Medicine?
I'll buy that too.
All right.
I'll make an arcana check at it because that's what I do.
I'll go with medicine. Oh! That's like the... Anyways, that's
don't you
a three.
Have, don't you have like 17 inspiration points?
Yes, we'll blow at least one of those. All right, let's try that one more time. This time with magic.
Get blowing.
Hey, you did it. That's dice. Way better.
How do they even
do they work?
So, 15 arcana.
That's a 7.
Yeah, you don't know. It just looks gross. Yeah.
Maybe if you taste
15 arcana?
Yes.
It is not magical.
That's good.
But you believe it's not really something a human being would drink for either pleasure or nutrition.
Okay. Got it.
Like, no redeeming qualities.
All right. Once we're up on the second floor, Koffer will light the stick of incense and start doing the humana humana, wave it in front of his face, the preparation to cast detect magic once we are at room 204.
Okay. You're at room 204.
Great. And we'll use some of the incense ash, rub it under his eyes, and take a look around the door to see if there is any manner of magic on the door before we start poking at it.
In the immortal words of Vin Diesel, it looks clear.
Great. I will check the door first, because it might be unlocked.
It is, in fact, locked.
Oh. I will turn around and... I mean, do you want to...
Sure.
This? Do you want me to do this? I don't.
I'll give it a try. I have a 20.
Oh, yay!
Well done.
Click, click. It's like riding a bike. You never forget. You might be under three different types of interdictions and DSEs, but you never forget.
I'll peek inside.
I mean, it looks like an unlit room. The blinds are pulled down, so it's dimly lit in here, so there's no daylight in it.
Room service!
I was about to call that out.
Do I smell anything unusual?
Not with your passive smell.
No one's...
What? What do you want me to say?
No, it's
still
so funny.
I'll beckon Koffer to enter.
We're all passively smelling all right. At all times.
Koffer will come on in, still with Detect Magic up to look around.
All right.
I'll shut the door.
And shut the door.
You find nothing magical.
Okay. Nothing magical that's out and about, at least.
Nothing magical that's out and about, at least.
All right.
You do find a journal.
Okay.
You realize it stops 2 10 days ago.
Okay.
The last entry is talking about trying to track down agents of the Xanathar Guild for the Blackstaff.
Okay. I will. It's like, oh. Was it like, is it out or is it in a shelf?
Oh,
like...
No, it's shoved in a shelf.
Great. I will just pocket that.
Okay.
Should we investigate to look for other things or is it just assumed that we...
Oh, no. When you read the journal, you also discover that Meloon has a sentient magic weapon.
Okay.
He refers to it as Azure Edge a couple of times.
Mm. Oh.
Azure means blue.
It does.
So proud.
The more you know.
Okay. I will look around for...
There are no weapons. You find like a paring knife in here, but no real weapons.
So, what's in the book?
So the book talks about how he stopped putting entries in 2 10 days ago. He was looking into something about the Xanathar. And it also seems perhaps that we should... he carries with him a sentient weapon that perhaps we should have a conversation with.
So perhaps something happened to him while he was investigating the Xanathar.
That seems to be... the trick.
And there seems to be some drama involving Xanathar lately, so...
Yes. How convenient.
How do you track a sentient weapon, anyways?
Well, he usually has it on him.
Right.
So we just have to say...
But we don't really have another last known location for him at this point.
Well, I know where he is right now.
Oh, sorry. I missed that.
Well, I didn't share it.
Well, where is he?
Right now, he's at the Blackstaff's Tower.
Oh.
That's how I knew that we could come here and not be bothered.
But his change in behavior, I wonder if the Blackstaff are aware of this too.
She is. She's the one who sent us on this mission.
Right. Well, anyways, thank you for sharing all that with us.
Well, you know, I just thought you'd be into it for a B&E and then pass that. And I truly appreciate the skill with which you were able to manipulate that lock and also poke around in all of his under things.
I mean, every so often. Is there anything else in his under things?
Not that I've found, but you were the one doing the poking.
You poked his under things personally and professionally, and you can find no interesting.
Well, in that case, with the journal in hand, we will leave the drink along. And yeah, and then close her up and lock it and get the fuck out.
Okay.
I like leaving the drink like some sort of calling card that his room has been burgled.
Well, I mean, the drink was what room service was supposed to deliver to him, so.
I mean, the legitimacy of his room being rifled very gently.
Good, good.
Yeah.
All right, so y'all are coming downstairs. You're talking to Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Durnan comes out the back. You've had, it's easy to distract him into stories.
Right.
But make me a, I'm purposely delaying you here, Durnan, roll.
Sure. I'm going to make that a, I'm gonna go for insight to navigate the conversation into talks of brewing and his still and his setup versus ours. I got 24.
Great. Durnan has a great pride of place here, and he's been running the Yawning Portal for a real long time, like hundreds of years, like far longer than a human lifespan lasts.
Funny, he doesn't look a day over 30.
He doesn't. So you realize he's got a real human need to innovate, to grow, to learn. And so you represent an opportunity for him to learn from someone who's just learning themselves.
I feel you. The whole humanness.
It's rough.
I mean, how do you even cope in the Underdark without dark vision?
Yes.
You just die.
The entire time I'm distracting him, I'm also on the lookout for Yagra.
Okay. So when you come out of the back room, you actually see Yagra stumbling down the stairs, rubbing her eyes, and yawning hugely.
Ooh, very in theme.
She's up at the crack of 9:30.
Do I see my boon compatriots who are burgling a room upstairs down yet?
Sure.
Of course. We're right here.
Also, coming in the door is Rhaenyra Neverember, door of the Yawning Portal.
So Manny's going to excuse himself from conversation with Dorne after he gets into the, like, nitty-gritty of his brewing process with vague excuses of trade secrets.
Okay.
And go find Yagra.
So Yagra is stumbling down the stairs. She's not quite wearing jammy pants and a t-shirt, but it's not far off of it. Definitely dressed down. She's barefoot. And she slumps down at a table, yawns hugely, and says, "Hey, Manny, you could be a Stonefist too. How you doing?"
Yagra, how's it going?
It's been a rough 10 day, my friend. It has been a rough 10 day.
Yeah, and why is that? Those buggers with the eyeballs bugging you anymore?
Like, it just don't stop. Like, there's been a lot of deaths, man. A lot of deaths. There's a big blow-up in the Field Ward, and I was not part of that. I was actually working bodyguard duty at the time. But in the last, 3 days, maybe 4 days or something, like, it has just gone crazy. Apparently, somebody burgled something from the Xanathar, and of course, they think we did it. But as far as I know, we did not.
I mean, in all fairness, the Xanatarim are...
Famous for that sort of thing, yes, but in this case...
So do you have any inkling as to who might have done it?
Shit if I know.
Well, what about the field ward? What is all that about, then?
So, some of their people decided to step up to some of our people, and there was no local law enforcement around to tell anybody otherwise, and a punch got thrown, and then somebody dropped a fireball in the middle of the crowd.
Yeah, some people have no respect for the rules of the brawl.
Yeah, so a lot of people ended up dying on both sides, and it was a mess.
Well, you know, they might have some... You might have alerted some of the wrong people for doing stuff like that.
I mean, we've got the City Watch. I mean, freaking, like, Princess Silverhair showed up to the whole thing.
Yeah, well, you might want to tell your bosses to keep that sort of thing a little bit more reined in, then.
I can't tell them nothing. That is not my place within this organization. We are very hierarchical, and that is not my place in the hierarchy, if you take my meaning.
Not a big, strong woman like you can't, you know, knock a few heads around.
That is not how my people operate. Might does not make right. It's about brains and the willingness to do what needs to be done.
Well, if what needs to get done keeps getting people killed, you might be biting off a little bit more than you can chew then.
I'm not arguing. I would much prefer to cooperate the shit out of them and stab them in the back when they're not looking.
Well, if I were you, I'd stay out of such business then, if you just catch my meaning.
I'm trying.
So what about the going-ons over here?
What, the fire?
I mean, anything else interesting going on in the city?
I mean, that was pretty exciting, but that wasn't us either. Apparently it's some pissing match between members of the noble families. I heard that it's a bunch of demon worshippers cleaning house. They feel like they got somebody with loose lips and were, you know... She makes the international hand gesture for murdering people.
Well, hey, well, I got you here. I need a little bit of information. Perhaps you can help me with something going on here at the Yawning Portal. You know that War Dragon guy? The one with the Molzovs the other day?
Yeah, he's sort of an asshole.
Yeah, well, has this asshole been any different recently from your reckoning?
Yeah, you know, I kind of practically live here, and so does he. And he used to be a pretty nice guy, but I don't know, maybe... I've been really busy. A couple of 10 days ago, maybe? Something what? Like that. He just, I don't know, it's like somebody shot his dog or something.
Huh. What about the fellow by the name of Matrim? Matrim Merrim. You have any word on what's going on with him?
Not a name familiar to me.
Well, if you hear anything, let me know.
All right, we'll do. What's your business?
I've got a friend of a friend who wants me to keep an eye out for him.
Oh, okay. You're not in the... She again makes the international symbol for murdering somebody.
I mean, not unless he's done something to get murdered for, but I don't think so.
I mean,
so.
If there's a bounty, I mean...
If there was a bounty, I'd let you know and give you a bit of the reward for helping me find him and all.
Ah, yeah. All right.
But there isn't, so... Don't hold your breath for anything.
Got it. Well, yeah, sorry I can't help you on that one. And like I said, as far as my bosses go, I'm a soldier. When they say to march, I march.
Shame you seemed like a smarter one than that.
No, my problem is that my options for upward mobility in this city are necessarily limited by my skill set and my ugly mug. However, my options for upward mobility within the Zhentarim are not limited by those things.
Well, if you need any side money or a job or something, perhaps I might be able to fund something.
You need a knee breaker? Bodyguard?
I might be looking for a sidekick, somebody to break some knees with.
Ah, knee breaking is something that I have advanced degrees in.
Great, and as always, keep your ear to the floor. You never know when something might come up.
Yeah. All right, well, holds out a fist for a fist bump.
And we'll fist bump.
So Rhaenyra comes in. He gives Durnan a grin. Durnan gives him a high sign and starts making up some kind of complex coffee drink. with a couple of different types
of liquor. Does he take it to the table, or does he kind of stand at the bar?
He looks like Rainier sits down, so it looks like he's expecting the drink to arrive at the table.
Sure, I'll go join him then.
Hey, so how did opening night go?
It went great. It went great. Thank you for coming. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, I told my companions and neighbors and peers of the peerage that your place looked like it was going to be good. I was very surprised to see that you booked the open bar.
Well, we were lucky enough to do a favor for the Blackstaff, and she was able to do a favor back for us. So
the Blackstaff is an excellent woman to do favors for. Like,
yes.
She is connected, powerful, and has a very long memory. Also, don't ever cross her.
Yeah, I agree. I was wondering if you, were you okay? Did you get affected by any of the fires last night?
No. I live in a different part of town. My house is not that nice. It's funny, though. I'm glad I don't live there anymore. So many people, like, when they see the name Endeavor Ember, they think of my father and his various perfidies and crimes, and it's like I can't get out from under it. Like, just a day or two ago, one of my father's most favored servants came trying to beg some favor out of me, and I had my secretary's shooter off. Like, I want nothing to do with his crimes. Nothing to do
with it. What did she want? Do you know?
I don't know. Like I said, I shoot her off. But it's just, you know, every once in a while that'll happen. Somebody comes to me because they want something about my father, and I refuse to engage. Just
sure.
Absolutely yep. refuse
I understand
to engage.
That. I understand that.
So that whole fire would have been the kind of craziness that my father would have probably engaged in, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously the papers are full of this devil worship thing, and that was never, I mean, he was an asshole, but he was a greedy, larcenous asshole, and that whole devil worship thing was not his style.
Does that strike you that it maybe like might be a cover for something else, maybe?
Honestly,
it feels like you have a suspicion in that direction.
No, I feel like it's a cover for actual devil worship.
Hmm.
I mean, the cult of Asmodeus has made inroads into the nobility of Waterdeep, and that's been a continuing problem for a couple of two, three decades, I think. I remember hearing about it as a kid in purges, and it's scary.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm glad you weren't affected by it.
Yeah. Apparently, wherever Flume was staying for the night got burned out, and so he ended up at my place at dawn this morning with smoke in his clothes, and he was wearing somebody else's clothes. But that's, you know, that's how Flume moves.
Why does that not surprise me?
Even a little bit.
That's how Flume rolls, I guess.
Not even a little bit.
Well,
but yeah, I'm just down here for breakfast. It's a pleasure to see you. I'm glad that spirits did well.
Yes, it's going excellent, so thank you.
Did Volo end up stiffing you for the tab?
I instructed the waiter to comp him before he sat down. I thought it would just be easier for everyone that way.
Oh, he'll eat you out of house and home.
No, one entree. One entree.
Oh, smart.
Yes.
Very smart.
Yes.
Very smart.
And no takeout.
No, you can thank Malagar for that. He's got it. He's a smart cookie. He's got it handled.
Yeah, no, Malagar is definitely on point.
So, I hope you have a good morning.
And you too.
You all look like you've wrapped up your business. Why don't we go get some hair of the dog at some of our competition? There's a bar underneath the Great Drunkard statue that I thought I'd like to check out real quick.
Not really interested in drinking this morning. We had some coffee here, but
I'm doing like, you know, secret skullduggery stuff. So
what are you looking into?
The thing I told you guys at the graveyard.
The
Mark guy, the Harper.
Sure.
So since I don't have any other leads, I'm going to go talk to him direct.
I suppose I can get some more coffee this morning.
It wasn't the best way to do it, but it'll probably be okay.
Very well.
Are you thinking there might be a fight breaking out?
Well, maybe.
Well, then I'm in.
Yeah.
I was going to say stop. He can only get so erect, but...
So
it shouldn't take too long.
It's a good walk from the Yawning Portal up to the Great Drunkard. The Great Drunkard is actually just on the south side of the market. So you'd have to walk through the majority of the Castle Ward, past the
place where the fire was. Like, if you walk through the castle ward, the City of the Dead is immediately to your right. But it's a nice walk. I mean, those are beautiful streets to walk up and down. If you wanted to, you know, be a looky-loo at the fire, you could do that too.
Wait, why are we walking anywhere?
No, remember there's a fight and a drink waiting for you. One foot in front of the other, Manny.
But we can take a carriage there.
You can?
It's not that far, Manny. It'll be fine.
You can see it from here. Look, just peer down there. I'm looking forward to a drink. I think we should be celebrating the successful opening anyway.
So you have a beautiful walk up Waterdeep Way. Do you want to walk past the burned out
noble
homes?
Yeah, definitely. All right,
so they're on the Street of the Bells. Street of the Bells is a gorgeous, gorgeous street of fine homes in Waterdeep. And you get about halfway there, and you can see that there's a block of homes, like 8 homes, that have been burned out.
Wow.
And there's still people, like, picking all over the wreckage. You see the city watch. You see several mages looking around. It's clearly a big deal.
This is very upsetting.
Someone wasn't messing around to burn down 8 homes in the most, or probably one of the most well-protected areas.
Yeah, it's the most well-protected area.
Very serious. I wonder if it was just one house that was set ablaze and then it kind of followed from the others.
What seems unlikely because of how hoity-toity the area is, I would think a simple house blaze would have been maybe not immediately put on the ground, but 8 houses.
It does seem like quite a latent response for some areas that are so rich.
I think we need to find out why that story got printed in the
Wazoo.
The Wazoo.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that the Wazoo is printing good information, that someone didn't give them some sort of
It was made clearly up story. A story planted by this shadowy drow organization, and I now need to know why.
Okay.
Drow organization?
Yes, the
Bregan.
Yeah, Bregan du...
De Arth.
Yes. Ugh, I hate these names.
Are there any drow organizations that are not shadowy?
I mean, I imagine that they're all shadowy.
The sun's shining.
Some of them just happen at night.
Yeah.
Not necessarily shadowy.
Anyway, so the head of this organization is, as far as I know, the one who...
Clop, 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 clop. You hear a wagon coming up to you fast.
Is it our favorite talking horse?
It is. You see a familiar brown and white equine, and she's got a family of a human family in the wagon who are all like wide-eyed and looking around weirdly because their horse has just taken off. And Maxine comes straight up to Zasper and says, "No time for beating around the point. One of our own is in danger, and you're close. If you will go 4 streets that way, Yulza Solzef is an old woman who sells books out of a narrow 3-story building just over that way. She claims that there are monsters in her shop, and she fears for the welfare of her books and her cats. The city watch isn't likely to lend a hand because apparently they've been paid off in that area. The Harpers owe her a favor. Please go rescue her." Join us next week for a new adventure. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Feats and Fables. If you'd like to support us, please visit our Patreon at patreon.com/featsandfables. Or to delve deeper, visit our website at featsandfables.com. Our music is by Kevin MacLeod at incomtech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. This episode contained Fearless First, Heroic Age, Dark Times, The Forest and the Trees, and 5 Armies. Our music is by Kevin MacLeod at incomtech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. This episode contained Heroic Age, Angevin B, Juniper, Galway, and Sovereign. Please be sure to rate and review us on iTunes. It really does help.